parents protect kids in the storms of life. And one of the storms is all the vulgar, vain, vile things on this planet that are out there in movies, books, songs, radio, television, books, and everything else. And we let our little kid's mind be like a freeway, and garbage truck after garbage truck is going into your kid's mind and dumping it. That's bad parenting. Parents protect. If you protect your kid's health, you need to protect their mental health too.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Awesome Relationships. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to take your relationships with family, friends, coworkers, and even God from average to awesome. You don't want to miss a second of this brand new series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can take all of your relationships to a level you never dreamed possible with the Awesome Relationships DVD Study Kit. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Fighting for an Awesome Family.
I highly recommend you get counseling when you've gone through a major change in life. Counseling is a good thing. It's not a shameful thing, it's not a bad thing, and it's a good investment in your family. When you've gone through a major change, it's good to get some advice from the outside. You're not a freak, you're not a nut, you're just getting coaching. Any person who's smart gets coaching. Every professional singer has a vocal coach. They don't just depend on their talent, they've got a vocal coach. Every professional athlete has a personal coach. And if you are a CEO of one of the biggest corporations in the world, you've got an executive coach. You've got somebody on the outside who's giving you counsel. Sometimes you need a family coach. I highly recommend when you go through the changes of life and you hit a bump, go get some counsel. Gets a third perspective to help you work through that change. Another storm of life, what I call harmful ideas. Harmful ideas. All around, our little kids are being bombarded with harmful ideas. By the time a child gets to be 18 years old, they have amassed 18,000 hours of television viewing, and they have seen thousands and thousands of murders by the time they're 18 years old. And if they're playing video games, it's tens of thousands of murders. And they've seen sex portrayed in the wrong way. They've seen life portrayed in the wrong way. They've been given all kinds of violent, harmful, and hurtful ideas. Many children, listen to me, many children are provided for, but they are not protected. They're letting their kids go to movies they have no business going to see, watch TV shows they have no business watching, read books and listen to music and follow celebrities they have no business of following. And the kids, you could be a parent and you've got a perfectly balanced, gluten-free, nutritional, organic, you're feeding your kids the best food in the world for their body, and you're letting their mind feed on junk. And their little minds are like an open railroad. And they go, well, I don't make choices for my kids. Well, then you're not a parent. You're not a parent. Parents protect kids in the storms of life. And one of the storms is all the vulgar, vain, vile things on this planet that are out there in movies, books, songs, radio, television, books, and everything else. And we let our little kid's mind be like a freeway, and garbage truck after garbage truck is going into your kid's mind and dumping it. That's bad parenting. Parents protect. If you protect your kid's health, you need to protect their mental health too. Third storm is rejection. And this is the storm all of us face at some point in life. And it's the most painful storm of all, when we feel betrayed or when we feel rejected.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And click on his social media links. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
If you've been listening to the broadcast for a while, you know that Rick is always saying that God wants your relationships to be more than just fair, average, good, or even great. He wants your relationships to be awesome. Awesome relationships cause the world to stand up and take notice because they're different from many of the dysfunctional relationships all around us. Healthy relationships aren't automatic or easy, but they are worth fighting for. That's why Pastor Rick Warren wants you to have the Awesome Relationships DVD Study Kit. This four-video series and workbook will give you the tools you need to build an awesome marriage and family, cultivate amazing friendships, and deepen your relationship with the Lord. Video topics include fighting for an awesome marriage, fighting for an awesome family, fighting for awesome friendships, and becoming best friends with God. This DVD study kit is great for individual, small group, and even whole church study. And it's yours today when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
Parents protect kids in the storms of life. And one of the storms is all the vulgar, vain, vile things on this planet that are out there in movies, books, songs, radio, television, books, and everything else. And we let our little kids' mind be like a freeway, and garbage truck after garbage truck is going into your kid's mind and dumping it. That's bad parenting. Parents protect. If you protect your kids' health, you need to protect their mental health too. Third storm is rejection. And this is the storm all of us face at some point in life. And it's the most painful storm of all, when we feel betrayed or when we feel rejected. And when your children are rejected, or when your husband or your wife feel rejection at work, the family needs to rally around and be there as a raincoat in the storms of life. I'll never forget many years ago when my oldest, Amy, was in high school, and she tried out to be a cheerleader or a song leader. And every little girl wants to be a cheerleader or a song leader or whatever. And she went to practice, and her friends got accepted. And she got rejected because they said she was, quote, too large. And it broke her heart. And she came home and she ran into her room and she went into her closet and sat down on the ground and burst into tears. And every one of us in our family could hear Amy crying. And one by one, all on her own, we ended up walking into a room, sitting down on the floor in her closet with her and crying with her. And here was a family of five sitting on the ground, just crying with our daughter. We didn't give her any advice. She didn't need advice. We didn't say, now, don't worry. It's not a big deal. It was a big deal. We didn't say, don't cry. That's a stupid thing to say to somebody who's grieving. No, we cried with her. And we all just sat there. And for about 30, 40 minutes, we just cried with her. Our family will never forget that incident. Why? Because at that point, we were being a raincoat. We were being a storm catcher. We were being a protector. Somebody in our family had been hurt, and we weren't demeaning it. We weren't trying to talk her out of it. We weren't trying to say, cheer up. It won't matter. You're not going to care about this in 5 years. No. We just wept. The Bible says, weep with those who weep. That's what it means. Awesome families protect each other in a storm. And by the way, sometimes it's not just the kids who need protection. Sometimes dad's going through a tough time. Sometimes mom's going through a tough time. And everybody rallies around and puts the raincoat on them. And sometimes it's grandma or grandpa who need protection. And the roles reverse. Psalm 71, look here on the screen, verse 9 says this. And now in my old age, don't set me aside. Don't abandon me when my strength is failing. Many of you are moving into this stage of life. Your kids have moved out. Maybe some have moved back in. But at the same time, your parents now need your care, and the roles have reversed. There was a time when they wiped your nose, and now there's a time you need to wipe their nose. That's called family. Families are for life. And you don't just abandon somebody because they, quote, aren't useful, according to society. Every life is valuable, and God is watching. And the Bible says, a guy who won't take care of his own family is worse than an infidel, an unbeliever. That's what it says. It says in the book of James. If I don't take care, you know, when Kay's dad died, right before he died, I went to him, and he was dying of cancer, and I said, Bert, I want you to know that I will assume responsibility to care for your wife as long as she is alive. And I will accept that responsibility gladly. And I have. And I have cared for Kay's mom ever since her husband died. Why? That's what families do. That's what families do. Number four, what makes an awesome family? Awesome families are playful. Awesome families encourage growth. Awesome families protect each other. And the fourth one is real important, and I want to show you a symbol for it. And this is what makes a difference between average and awesome families is a globe. Now, how in the world does this represent an awesome family? Because awesome families don't just care about themselves. They care about others, and they actually care about the whole world. You see, anybody can care only about their own family. In fact, that's very easy to be selfish. It's us four and no more. And I'm a dad, and I'm pouring all my energy into my wife and my kids and everybody else. Forget you. Then you're never going to have an awesome family. Because awesome families don't just focus on themselves. They focus on others. Average families are self-centered. Average families only care about us. I care about my kid in Little League. I don't care about the kids who don't have a dad. I care about my family. I don't care about anybody else. I'm investing my entire time in this family. Then you're never going to have an awesome family. You're going to have an average family because the average family only cares about itself. This is the secret that moves you from average to awesome, is you begin to care about more than just your own family. Write this down. Number four, awesome families serve God and others. Actually, we serve God by serving others. It's the way you serve God is by serving others. And awesome families teach their kids it's not about you. You're not the center of the universe. Awesome families teach their kids, you were made by God for a mission. I am the man that I am today, first of all, because of my parents. And my parents instilled in me certain values to care about other people. You know my signature Rick Warren hug? Where do you think I learned that? Not in school. I learned it from watching my parents. My parents were very, very poor. They didn't have any money at all. They served the Lord, they loved the Lord, but they were poor. And they both had the gift of hospitality. And they both loved to give to others, even though they were very poor. So we lived out in the country, and my dad would plant 3/4 of an acre to a full acre in garden, all kinds of vegetables. There was no way we could personally eat all that food, but he did it just so he could give it away because he didn't have any money to give away. So we always planted more. And then we gave it away to help other people who were in need. And my mother had the gift of hospitality. And she said, we will treat everybody with respect. And so our home was constantly filled with other people. If people were in pain, they were at our house. They were spending the night at our house. If they were on the road, they were at our house. If they were going through a conflict, they were at our house. If they were a well-known Christian leader coming through town, they were at our house. Growing up, when I would go to bed each night, I would never know who was going to be at the breakfast table the next morning. Because somebody would likely come in, spend the night at our place, and I would get to see them. And as a result, I was exposed to all kinds of great Christian leaders because my family had them in their home. Some of you, when we do our conferences for pastors, you invite pastors who are coming here from all around the world to stay in your home. That's a good thing for you. It's a good thing for the pastor, but it's a really good thing for your kids to be exposed to Christian leaders from around the world. One day, my dad decided to keep a record of how many meals my mom had cooked for guests in our home in 1 year, in just 1 year. And when he added it up, it was over 1,000 guest meals that my mom had cooked in just 1 year. And it was in that attitude of give your life away, I grew up. And I learned to realize it's not about me. It's about helping other people. The Bible says this, Hebrews 10:24. Let us think about each other, not just ourselves. And let us help each other to show love and to do good deeds. That's what awesome families do. We teach each other to show love and we teach each other to do good deeds. Good deeds are called ministry. They're called service. A good example of this is a family in the book of Acts called Cornelius. Acts 10:2 says he, Cornelius, and all his family were devout and God-fearing. I want that to be said about your family. Your family is devout and God-fearing. And they gave generously to those in need. And they prayed to God regularly. What a great legacy. Wouldn't you like to have people writing that about you? And 2,000 years from today, they're saying that your family was devout and God-fearing. You gave generously to those in need and you prayed to God regularly. What a testimony. What an awesome. See, awesome families model dedication, model service, model generosity, and model prayer. That's what awesome families do. Average families don't do those things. Awesome families do. By the way, are you modeling generosity for your kids? Are you teaching your kids to be selfish or unselfish? If they see you giving, then they're going to become givers. If they see you being generous, they're going to be generous. When my kids were little, I gave them each of them 3 piggy banks. And in their allowance, if they got 30 cents, it was divided a dime, a dime, a dime. 10 cents for giving, 10 cents for saving, and 10 cents for spending. And then when their allowance went to a dollar, it's a dollar goes into saving, a dollar goes into spending, and a dollar goes into giving. And I was teaching my kids that you don't spend everything you get. Did you learn that growing up? Obviously, most Americans didn't. Because most Americans are spending more than they get. They're in debt. They're in hock. Their credit cards are max limits. Because nobody taught them as a kid, you don't spend everything you get. You put some of it in savings. You put some of it in giving to the Lord and other people. And then some of it you get spent. Now, I realize that was a 33% tithe, but that's okay with the kids. And they learn. And my kids learned generosity. When we built this building, they were grade schoolers, took on little jobs to make money. My 2 sons, Josh and Matthew, gave their baseball card collections, including a Ken Griffey rookie card. And that their cards brought in like $550. They gave that to build this building. You think they regret it? Of course not. Of course not. So they learn generosity. You must teach them generosity by modeling it. And teach your kids, like, if they have a birthday party and today they're getting so many gifts, maybe they decide 2 things that they already have that because they're getting these new gifts, they should give those to somebody else. And share the gifts that they've already got now some with somebody else, the toys. And learn that. And when you're driving down the street and you see a homeless person standing on the corner with a sign that says, "We'll work for food," you have a teachable moment for those kids in the back seat. What do we do about people who have less than we have? Do we just ignore them, look the other way, and drive past them? Or I would highly recommend, I've seen Kay do this, I can't tell you how many times. Roll down the window and then say, "What's your name?" In other words, first, you identify them as an individual. They're not a charity case. They're a human being. and they deserve dignity and they deserve respect. They're just out of work. They don't have any money. It's not like they're a non-human. What's your name? And then what I highly recommend you do is you go buy and stock up on some Orange County bus passes, OCTD bus passes, and keep them right there in the front of your car. And every time you see a homeless person on the corner, you roll down the window and say, here's a bus pass. Go to the Peace Center at Saddleback Church. They'll gladly help you. Does that make sense? Okay. We have fed over 100,000 people at the Peace Center. And we'll help them too. If you want to do more than that, go out and buy some gift cards. Get some McDonald's or Starbucks gift card. If you say, I don't want to give money because I might use it for drugs. Well, they might. You don't know. But if you give them a gift card, you can have those stacked up right there. You can just open the window. And guess what? You are modeling for the kids in the back seat. We help people. We don't just bypass people in pain. We're teaching them the value of charity with it, service to God and others. Now let me close with a couple of verses. 1 Corinthians 16 here on the screen is a model of a family, an awesome family. It says, remember Stephanas and his family. They were the first to become Christians in Greece. And they now are spending their lives helping and serving Christians everywhere. What a legacy. You want that legacy for your family? That you're known thousands of years from today, that you're spending your lives helping and serving Christians everywhere? What a reputation. What I'm saying is this. Awesome families are not perfect families, but they are intentional. They become awesome by choice. And you're not an awesome family by accident. You become an awesome family by making choices, making decisions, making commitments, and even making sacrifices. And my challenge you today is to say, you know what? No matter what stage I am in my family's life, I'm going to make the rest of it the best of it. And we're going to become an awesome family for whatever remaining days we've got in it. We're going to become an awesome family, and we're going to start a new legacy, and we're going to leave a legacy. And it begins by making a choice to commit your family to God, to Jesus Christ. The Bible says this in Joshua 24, the last verse on your outline. Choose today whom you will serve. You're going to serve yourself. You're going to serve society. You're going to serve values. Choose money. You're going to serve money. Choose today whom you will serve. Joshua said, but as for me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord. And until you make that decision, dad, husband, mom, as for me and my family, we're going to serve the Lord. It's not going to be an awesome family. It's going to be an average family.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. Now, if you've been listening to the broadcast for a while, well, you know that Rick is always saying that God wants your relationships to be more than just fair, average, good, or even great. He wants your relationships to be awesome. Awesome relationships cause the world to stand up and take notice because they're different from many of the dysfunctional relationships all around us. Healthy relationships aren't automatic or easy, but they're worth fighting for. That's why Pastor Rick Warren wants you to have the Awesome Relationships DVD Study Kit. This 4-video series and workbook will give you the tools you need to build an awesome marriage and family, to cultivate amazing friendships and deepen your relationship with the Lord. Video topics include fighting for an awesome marriage, fighting for an awesome family, fighting for awesome friendships, and becoming best friends with God. This DVD study kit is great for individual, small group, and even whole church study. And it's yours today when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
I know that Christ is going to richly bless you as we've spent time in His Word together. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.